Robert, you getting out there today? I mean, are you feeling good? You feeling like you're getting close?
It's getting there. Yeah, it's getting real close. Starting to run full speed. And so, like I said, like I told him, we want to, you know, put some extra weight on the ankle with the helmet and the shoulder pads and change direction that way, catch a couple footballs and accelerate down the field and see how it felt, and then just kind of shut it down and continue to progress from there.
So you're just kind of like in the feel out testing stage just to make sure everything's okay?
Absolutely. And everything is good. You know, part of it is me just being able to go out there and trust it. And that's a part of doing limited drills in practice. It kind of gives the athletic trainers a good idea of where I'm at. It gives them a chance to look at me, and also gives me an opportunity to build some confidence in myself and say, okay, you know, I'm feeling pretty good and I can go.
Are you anxious to contribute? Looks like this team is going to lead you right away when you're healthy.
Well, I'm definitely anxious to play football. You know, and the only thing I want to do is do the best I can for these guys, for the team, perform at the very highest level that I can perform to help us win football games.
I think we asked you this, but for those of us that didn't see you a lot in Seattle, how would you describe your game? Are you a power back? Are you a change of pace guy? How would you describe your game carrying the football?
I'd say I'm balanced, meaning that I can, you know, I feel like I can do a little bit of everything, you know. So there's not one skill that I have. I think that I have a variety of all of them.
What are you aiming for in terms of what game you think you might be able to play in?
My goal was to play this week, and unfortunately that's not going to happen. And so now the decision just comes from Joe, who's our head athletic trainer. He's looking at next week, which I think is Baltimore, right? And if not, then the home game against the Broncos, right, will definitely be a game for me to be in.
How difficult is it to come to a new team and have to wait?
It's hard. It's hard because you come in the locker room and you're talking to guys and you're building camaraderie with everybody. But at the end of the day, it comes down to playing football, you know. And guys, at the end of the day, they want to see you play. You know, they want to see you out there. They want you to be practicing with them. And they want you going to war with them on Sundays and really, you know, getting engaged in the game. And so, you know, it's tough being on the sideline because you want to be out there with them as well.
Does it say a lot about the faith, though, that they have you? Because a lot of teams, they're not going to bring in a guy and then say, hey, we'll sit and wait 4 or 5 weeks for you to be ready.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that say to you about the faith in they have in you?
Well, I mean, it's incredibly humbling. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, wow, you got to get a team that knows I'm going to be out and teammates who are happy that I'm here, although I'm not playing yet. And so to have those guys around is definitely encouraging. It's motivating. It's inspiring. And so, you know, that's why I want to get back on the field and be there for those guys and contribute to the team.